Take us through Super Bowl 15, the playoffs, the path to get there.
Well, we were the wild card team that year. San Diego Chargers were the division winner. We were one game out. We split during the regular season. We won up in Oakland. We opened the season in San Diego, ended up losing the game by in overtime. So now we had to start on the road to go to Cleveland as a wild card team. We opened up the wild card chase to go to Super Bowl with Houston at home, then played Cleveland in the ice game. It was probably 5 below 0. And then we went to San Diego for the championship game. And I still remember coming out in the stadium and they was playing this song, "This Is It." No, make no mistake about it. This is it. And I said to myself, and I was talking to Cedric Hartman and Lester Hay, I said, "They talking about us, but they playing this song in San Diego. So they talking about this is it. That's us." So we went down to San Diego, totally dominated the game, and then we went to New Orleans, and we were going to be the first wild card team to go to Super Bowl and win it. And that's always thing. We're going to be the first, because the Raiders have always been first in a lot of things, you know. Rule changes, you know what I mean, coaching changes and whatever. But, you know, we were going to be the first team to go down to the Super Bowl and win. And we had played Philadelphia early in the season in a defensive battle, which they beat us 10-7. It just, you know, they sacked Plunkett probably about 10 or 9 times that particular day, and it was just a defensive battle. I had an 86-yard touchdown that put us up 7-3 with 2 minutes left to go, and Philadelphia somehow came back and got a touchdown and beat us in the closing seconds. So Philadelphia was very confident. We were underdogs, but we were totally confident that our all-pro Hall of Fame offensive line would protect Jim Plunkett enough so we would be very successful in the running game and the passing game. And when the game was over, we beat Philadelphia 27-10. And I was teasing Plunkett the other day. He was named MVP of the Super Bowl. And I said, "Jim, you could have had 5 touchdowns. You still would have the record in the Super Bowl." I said, "You were late on me. I was 10 yards behind the guy on a post pattern. I could have had my 3rd touchdown. You were late on Bobby Chandler on a post pattern." I said, "We would have beat those guys 41-10 if you would complete up." He said, "Cliff, don't remind me." You know, Al always was telling me, "You got to throw the ball quick. You got to release the ball quick to Cliff because, you know, he'll get out of range." And he said, "Why do you want to remind me now, you know?" But I said, "You could have had 5 touchdown passes, Jimmy, but you ended up with 3, and you were MVP of the Super Bowl." He was also comeback player of the year. So it was a fabulous year because during that season, we had traded Kenny Stabler to Houston for Dan Pastorini. And here was Jim going through the same thing that he went through in 83, being the starter, losing his job for an injury when Mark Wilson take it over. Now he's in the same situation as a backup. And instead of letting him compete for the job, they was giving the job to Pastorini right off the bat. And then at the 5th game of the season, Pastorini got hurt, and Jim took us on this roller coaster ride where he was 9-2 as a starter, taking us to the Super Bowl and being MVP of the Super Bowl and being comeback player of the year. It was just a Cinderella story, and it was a fabulous year.